90.7 FM, the voice of Thunder Bay around the world. That's right, I officially represent the entire city, and I'm devoting an hour to this nonsense. If you're wondering who the hell Chad Gansky is, then you're probably Chad Gansky. Or Gansk, as I occasionally called him in grade 10. He's an author now, look it up. But initially, he seemed like kind of a doofus hockey weirdo, one of those jersey-wearing malcontents who protected themselves from the sheer intensity of their own true strangeness by trying to fit into physical mainstream patriotic activities like the hockey. I remember he seemed to be involved in periodically trying, or at least threatening, to pull people's shirts over their heads and shove them into lockers. Never happened to me. I was kind of indifferent to the sorts of straightforward social shenanigans that populated stress-based American TV shows about school kids, as long as my memory is accurate, which it almost certainly is not, given what we know now about human neurobiology.
Damn, we're in a tight spot.
Speaking of high school and American television, you know, I moved from a place with 1.5 TV channels to a place with 30 TV channels. Sounds ridiculously limited now, but this was pre-World Wide Web. Where I grew up, we had CBC North, and if you went outside and turned the antenna just right toward the native reserve, you could pick up a sketchy, scratchy version of Check 6. So when we moved to the big city of Sydney, BC, I spent the whole summer catching up on the culture that I thought I'd missed. That's what I thought I was doing. I watched every channel with avid curiosity. I learned about the old and the new Mission Impossible. I watched Get Smart and The Wonder Years. I watched David Letterman and The Twilight Zone. I watched 1970s Doctor Who and 90s reboot vampire soap operas, candid camera A&E documentary specials about serial killers and business tycoons and legendary members of the art world. I watched Casablanca and Conan and, frankly, anything with partial nudity in it. I was intentionally downloading an enormous sample of the history of my own culture, and wouldn't you know it, this did not make me like the other kids. On the first day of school, I realized that they were not seeing all these shows and certainly not bringing much intentionality to the process of their culture. They were, in fact, watching endless hours only of whatever TV Guide and Entertainment Tonight seemed to say was popular for kids at the moment. Speaking of Conan, which had partial nudity in it, which I got to see thanks to a campaign of temporary free subscriptions to the Super Channel that existed at that time, Chad Gansky was obsessed by Conan. When I knew him later in life, he drove around in this ridiculously large blue boat-like car blasting the original Conan soundtrack and smoking cigars. It was charmingly peculiar.
Charmingly.
Personally, I read all the original Conan novels and short stories by Robert E. Howard and later some of the follow-up novels by people like Lynn Carter and L. Sprague de Camp. I also loved the original film, screenplay by Oliver Stone, and featuring a lot more fun, philosophy, and flavor than any of the lame sequels or reboots. I especially liked the scene where the young, ignorant Conan is seduced by a shaman witch in her hut before
Zamora.
She turns into a demoness moaning, "Zamora! Zamora!" letting him know the location of the serpent cult that killed his whole village in the north.
What are you listening to right now?
From the original Conan soundtrack, let's check this out.
When the oceans drank Atlantis and the rise of the sons of Arius, there was an age undreamed of. And unto this, Conan, destined to bear the jeweled crown of Aquilonia upon a troubled brow. It is I, his chronicler, who alone can tell thee of his saga. Let me tell you of the days of high adventure.
Thank you.
beantworte meine Frage. Was ist für einen Mann das Schönste im Leben? Eine weite Steppe, ein schnelles Pferd, der Falke auf seiner Faust und der Wind in seinem Haar.
Halt! Komm! Sag du es mir!
Zu kämpfen mit dem Feind, ihn zu verfolgen und zu vernichten und sich zu erfreuen an dem Geschrei der Weiber.
I love and loved perfect weirdness. There was a kid in my honors English 9 class, Joe Cherwati, who claimed that he had Johnny Depp's sneakers. This was back when Johnny Depp was a popular undercover cop at a high school filmed in Vancouver. Anyway, Joe Cherwati said that his dad worked on the set of the show Jump Street and had gotten him Johnny Depp's used sneakers. Well, I went into ecstasy when I heard him first tell that to someone in class. I thought, I hope to God it isn't true. If he thinks it's funny to tell people with a straight face a lie like that he's wearing Johnny Depp's old sneakers, then I've got to get to know this person. I was already deeply into Dada and surrealist art movements at the time, and this seemed right on the beam, as Stephen King's Roland Deschain might say. A similar thing happened with Chad Gansky. I heard him do this verbal routine more than once, where he would respond to someone talking about their dreams. I dreamed all my friends were fused into one, and we were wandering in the Caribbean looking for some kind of crashed airplane. Well, Chad would say, you know what that means, and they'd get interested. They'd say, what? To which he'd laconically reply, you're gay. He did this over and over again. It was easy. People are so narcissistically interested in the potential meaning of their own dreams, they couldn't help but jump at the bait. I dreamed a hamburger was eating me. Well, you know what that means. What? You're gay. I thought the joke was at the expense of the seriousness with which people attributed potential meaning to their own evocative subconscious content. And whether that was true or not, I thought, I should get to know this guy. He isn't just a hockey moron. He's got a take on culture and language, and he has the boldness to leverage his own perversions in weird public displays.
I don't know, man. You're reaching now.
What I know about is Texas. Down here, you're on your own.
Hello.
Having a good time?
Hey, who is it?
Your husband.
I got a job for you. It's not strictly legal.
You want me to kill him?
Ray, let's get out of here.
What do you want to do?
What do you want to do?
What's funny is if it's not you she's sleeping with, it's someone else. What's really going to be funny is when she gives you that look and says,
I don't know what you're talking about.
He looks stupid now.
But not the Jaguar.
Canadian music, who knew?
Start wearing purple, wearing purple. Start wearing purple for me now. All your sanity and wits, they will all vanish, I promise. It's just a matter of time. So yeah, start wearing purple, wearing purple. Start wearing purple for me now. All your sanity and wits, they will all vanish, I promise. It's just a matter of time. I know you since you were a 20. I was 20 and thought that some years from now, a purple little, little lady will be perfect for dirty old and useless clown. So yeah, start wearing purple, wearing purple. Start wearing purple for me now. Hold your sanity and a wits, they will all vanish, I promise. It is just a matter of time. I know it all from Diogenes the Foucault, from Ложечкин to Паспарту. И я клянусь, обоссав два пальца, что ты, а? Что музыка пошла от звука в му. You start wearing purple. Why don't you start wearing purple?
Start wearing purple.
Why would anyone listen to a whole song?
After what was said, I can't help but sleep with one eye open. The integrity of what we share is now unconvincing. The greatest love, both is and never was. I carry on, but I can't forget what was said. After what was said, the things you really think of me, it's fine, 'cause I think that you're pathetic, really, just like your family. The words break free, much too easily. Best friend, I can't forget what was said. There's a hole in everything, and I have yet to see the proof of friendship till the end, and not three quarters the way through. Of love that perseveres when seen in close up to, my dear friend. A heart cannot not be true. Not completely, so what to do? I've always left just as the leaves were changing you. Why give life the chance to make another mockery of our dear romance? Better to come and go. Honor the weeds as they are meant to grow. There's a hole in everything, and there's nothing you can do. It's always out with the old and in with the new. No love without the whispering, so I pretend it's otherwise. Better to be on the road than in a house of cards and lies. I rid myself of friendships with poison on the rim. Of love that had gone sour, a merciful killing. Rid of insincerities and rid of all poison. I sent them all to hell, and nobody was
We're back live, or at least I'm live. I don't know where the heck you are. You're listening to Layman Pascal's Cinematic Asylum on CILU 102.7 FM. We were talking about faux gay things that Chad Gansky used to do all the time. Well, another one was he put his hand on the thigh of another boy and sort of slide it up toward the pelvis until that person reacted poorly, which they inevitably did, at which point he would yank his hand away, disgusted, and say something like, "What are you, gay?" Now, of course, that's in bad taste. Of course, it treads all over the kind of legit trauma of being jerked around and ashamed that all too many gay and homosexual adolescents have had to go through. But at that time, tragically, I found it hilarious.
Tragically.
Even when he did it to me. One day in particular, when I had finished my exam earlier and, being cocky due to my pattern of excellent exam results, took my pants off under the table, folded them neatly, and then put them on top of the table just to see if I could get a weird look from Lex McMaster, the Irish exchange physics teacher. And he did give me a great look. Big wide eyes. Consternation, but dismissal and tolerance all at the same time. I wasn't causing a problem, and I was a very good student. It's amazing how much they'll let go under those conditions. Chad Gansky didn't quite get the same grades as me, but he was bright and could channel his brightness into exams and projects well enough to keep pretty good marks. Anyway, at the time I thought it was perversely brilliant. He was so obviously the instigator of the situation that the claim that it was your problem was negated by the very frame of the event itself. It was such an obvious put-on that Donald Trump could have done it, you know?
Chad Gansky,
and
it,
you just didn't
Donald
know if the
Trump.
Joke had a meta level at which it was homophobia that he was mocking by pretending that your reaction against his hand on your thigh was because of your anxiety about being gay. And this was the 90s. People still had anxiety about being gay.
Tragically.
So maybe it was therapeutic as well. Thanks, Gansky.
CILU is sponsored in part by the students of Lakehead University, our listeners, and our sponsors. At this time, we would like to thank the following sponsors for their continuous support.
The Foundry at 242 Red River Road, open 11 a.m. to 2 a.m. Monday to Saturday, featuring folk and Mondays, karaoke Tuesdays, trivia Wednesdays, open stage Thursdays, and live music weekends. Find out more at thefoundrypub.com. the Thunder Bay Symphony Orchestra. Log on to tbso.ca or call 626-TBSO for details on the 2019-2020 season and how to get tickets. The Lakehead University Student Union, promoting action, advocacy, and service by bringing you student centers. Learn more by visiting their office in the tunnels of the student center or by logging on to lusu.ca.
Dead Souls, this is sort of a film idea loosely suggested by a sci-fi book. This is, in fact, the ultra-secret and super-sensitive function of the atomic bomb, Soul Killer, to alleviate an escalating soul glut. Stacked up like cordwood and non-recyclable by the old hellfire expedient like fucking plastics. Ruins of Hiroshima on screen, pullback to show Robert Oppenheimer and the technician at a switchboard and Robert Oppenheimer flanked by middle-aged men with a cold, dead look of heavy power. The technician twiddles his knobs. All clear. Are you sure? The instruments say so. Yes, sir. He looks after them soundly. However, some tough young souls, horribly maimed and very disgruntled, do just survive Hiroshima and come back to endanger national security. So the scientists are put to work to devise a super soul killer. No job too dirty for a scientist. Thank you.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Cinematic Asylum on CILU 102.7 FM. We're talking about Chad Gansky all day, an author, just like William Burroughs, whose song Dead Souls we just heard. You know, I honestly don't remember how this happened, but apparently my conscious memory only stores what I've practiced remembering, so put that in your smoking pipe. But anyway, I came back from the monkey-infested post-Mayan jungles of Belize via Las Vegas, married, and moved into a nondescript apartment building behind the Waddling Dog Inn next to the reserve, and I was convinced at that time I should try harder to be a normal guy. That meant I started drinking beer for the first time. I started watching Xena the Warrior Princess and Home Improvement and doing a job and also driving a car. Around then, somehow, Chad Gansky and I hooked up and started writing screenplays. Several days a week, he would come over to my apartment and we would write scripts together. They were wonderfully bizarre. The Prophet George Johnson, Headless and the City, Werewolves of Rome. We took David Lynch and the Coen brothers as our starting point for sanity, and we went from there. We even met one time with a Hollywood agent on a houseboat and made a tentative deal, but after a few drinks at the Waddling Dog, we decided we hated the guy and didn't go through with it. Who knows what could have been. We never completed that sword and sorcery epic we had in mind based on our mutual love of Conan the Barbarian, but we did a hell of a lot of writing. And later, I turned a few of them into treatments for novels with his permission. I particularly liked the story R, just the letter R. It was a pirate comedy, totally slapstick, ridiculous, grotesque. The whole experience for me was enchanting, and it had the added virtue of acclimatizing me to actually getting a lot of writing done, and spending hours of creative time working on a project and seeing it through. That's important. Thanks, Gansk.
We live inside a dream.
Chilliwack and the Handsome Family. Apparently, Chad Gansky wrote a manuscript with me as a character. Simon, I think? Some kind of weird alchemist lunatic always involved in bizarre sociosexual schemes. I'm not sure I ever read it exactly. I did read the original version of his book about falling in love with a telepathic fern. Is that correct? That was way out there, man. Around this time, I was trying to see if I couldn't write whole books, too. First, I wrote a book called Jesus Who? Because in my normal guy routine, I had decided to become a Christian. And inspired by people like St. Ignatius Loyola, I wanted to suggest ways of using current knowledge about the brain and human learning patterns to increase people's Christianicity. That's normal, right? Then I wrote Companions in Chaos, which compared the spiritual instructions of the Bible to those in the Tao Te Ching. That one got accepted by a publishing company that published all of my intellectual heroes at the time, so it was very gratifying, but my life was changing so fast and my approach to creative work was also changing dramatically. I walked away from it. I was walking away from everything that I thought I was back then. I wrote a manuscript called Who is the Metaprogrammer and an illustrated quasi-autobiographical novel called Uber Kitty. I'm not even sure I have copies of those things now, just like all my paintings and sculptures. I've had to let them all go. Thanks, Gansk.
I'm giving you a choice. Either put on these glasses or start eating that trash can.
I already am eating from the trash can all the time. The name of this trash can is ideology.
I think if you have any idea what you're listening to, then radio isn't doing its job.
One evening as the sun went down and the jungle fire was burning, down the track came a hobo hiking, and he said, "Boys, I'm not turning. I'm headed for a land that's far away beside the crystal fountains. So come with me, we'll go and see the Big Rock Candy Mountains. In the Big Rock Candy Mountains, there's a land that's fair and bright, where the handouts grow on bushes and you sleep out every night. Where the boxcars all are empty and the sun shines every day on the birds and the bees and the cigarette trees, the lemonade springs where the bluebird sings in the Big Rock Candy Mountains. In the Big Rock Candy Mountains, all the cops have wooden legs, and the bulldogs all have rubber teeth, and the hens lay soft-boiled eggs. The farmer's trees are full of fruit, and the barns are full of hay. Oh, I'm bound to go where there ain't no snow, where the rain don't fall, the wind don't blow, in the Big Rock Candy Mountains. In the Big Rock Candy Mountains, you never change your socks, and the little streams of alcohol come a-trickling down the rocks. The brakemen have to tip their hats, and the railroad bulls are blind. There's a lake of stew and a whiskey too. You can paddle all around them in a big canoe in the Big Rock Candy Mountains. In the Big Rock Candy Mountains, the jails are made of tin, and you can walk right out again as soon as you are in. There ain't no short-handled shovels, no axes, saws, or picks. I'm a-going to stay where you sleep all day, where they hung the Turk that invented work in the Big Rock Candy Mountains. I'll see you all this coming fall in the Big Rock Candy Mountains. I'll see you all this coming fall in the Big Rock Candy Mountains.
When I first met legitimate author Chad Gansky, He was always in the company of Russ DiCaprio. Neither of them lived very far away from my home at the time in Deep Cove, so we ran into each other a bunch. Russ was in my homeroom, or TA, and he seemed to be itching to go crazy. I think I probably helped a little. For a long time, there was a joke that Russ couldn't walk in a straight line. He just constantly deviated in every single task. I always said if I started a commune, I'd hire Russ to be the bus driver who picked people up on the first day just so that they had to go through some kind of crazy ordeal. Who knows what he's like now as a father and a husband. I remember mostly him as a guy living in a pig shack on Salt Spring with Randy Bachman's guitar. Yeah, hi, this is Randy Bachman again, just trying to get that guitar back. Oh man, we'd listen to that message on his answering machine over and over. I remember one night we almost burned that place down when the TV cable was laying on top of the oven element. He was very kind to let me stay there after my marriage ended, and I was trying to let myself fall into the bosom of the late modernist Kali Yuga that apparently we're all still living in, but now with better internet. Thanks, Russ Wixon.
This is Christmas music. Johnny wishes he was just a little bigger. Frankie wishes he was back on the force.
Da-da-da-da.
Harry Howe wishes for ladies and gals, and little William wants to get a divorce. It's Christmas, Christmas, Christmas Eve.
You read the tarot cards, studied all the charts. The signs were darkly flashing, the warning in the stars. But I'm a man of silence, carved by destiny. Still I took this fire, bet I could be free. I'm a war deserter, slipped your gravity. Struggled from your arms, escape velocity. Escape velocity. Yes, I'm a man of silence, carved by destiny. Still I took this fire, escape velocity. Escape velocity. Escape velocity. Escape velocity. I race away, away from all this trouble. Checks. Everything is nominal, the course is strictly set. I've left it all behind, I won't be coming back. Is this the future that you saw in your tarot deck? I am a man of science, gripped by gravity. But now I rip away these chains, escape velocity. Escape velocity. Escape velocity. Escape velocity. Escape velocity. Escape velocity. Escape
Damn, we're in a tight spot.
What in the Sam Hill?
Pete's cousin turned us in for the bounty.
The hell you say?
Wallace is cheating!
Sorry, Pete!
Chad Gansky had this way of extending his neck, tipping his head, and bulging his eyes like an inquisitive lizard. He also liked getting cheap coffee at cheap diners. We both did. Made us feel like writers. Especially weird Asian places open 24 hours where you could get a plate of fries and free refills of coffee in archaic white ceramic cups. Fabulous. Heaven. I see it like it was yesterday. I wasn't as happy then as I am now, but it had a real authentic flavor. It had an edge. Since then, Chadwick Q. Gansky has authored Idle Avenue and Salus. I've read them. I can't honestly remember what was in them or how they made me feel, but I'd be remiss if I didn't say you should definitely buy them from actual author Chad Gansky. I hope you're doing well, Chad, and as a final thought...
The Oilers suck.
Wait, is that too mean? This is supposed to be a tribute.
I take it all back.
But not the Jaguar.
You're almost doing it.
Okay. We're really happy to be here. Minneapolis, you're a real city.
I wanna hold you like a gypsy holds a crystal. I wanna microchip the back of your neck.
just some ice before we got back, baby, Lord. We shook them down twice, Lord, in my side, Lord.
As the COVID-19 pandemic continues to spread, it is important to stay safe. Coronavirus is now in Canadian provinces and territories. By law, if you have traveled abroad recently, you must self-isolate. To do your part, stay home as much as possible and practice social distancing. Try to maintain at least 2 meters away from others. Encourage those who are sick or showing symptoms to self-isolate or to seek medical attention. As always, wash your hands frequently, avoid touching your face, and practice good respiratory etiquette by covering your coughs and sneezes. Clean regularly used surfaces. COVID-19 symptoms can mimic colds and flu and include fever, cough, and difficulty breathing. Infected individuals may also have mild symptoms or none at all. For up-to-date information, check reliable sources like your local health authority or the Public Health Agency of Canada.
CILU is sponsored in part by the students of Lakehead University, our listeners, and our sponsors. At this time, we would like to thank the following sponsors for their continuous support.
Signal Resources Limited, Thunder Bay's locally owned and operated audio-visual professionals. Contact them about your next multimedia event or installation at 807-475-9341 or at signalresources.com. The Thunder Bay Community Auditorium. Find them at tbca.com to purchase tickets and find out all of the details on their upcoming events. Vox Popular Media Arts Festival, located inside Trinity Hall at 310 Park Avenue. Join the fun every September for the annual Media Arts Fest, entering its 16th year in 2020.
1, 2, 3, 4.
All right. Wow, wow, what do you know? Just me and the big CD. Blue jeans and a digital watch and a lot of other modern accessories. Slap bang across the street, little copy and a Toblerone. Ooh, ooh, American shoes, giving money to a brother on a saxophone. Your name, have I seen you on TV? Okay, what do you do? Do you work for the telephone company? Sha sha, what's the vibe? Some fish or mammal? Don't mind, the witch is there. I've been thinking what you think about me, thinking maybe. Do you wanna get a drink with me? Do you wanna get a drink with me? I got a little bit of sex appeal. Do you wanna get a drink with me? Do you wanna come home with me? Do you wanna come home with me? I got a little bit of sex appeal, and she said,
le plume de ma tante. Et c'est le bureau de mon oncle. Le papier de mon oncle. Et c'est le bureau de ma tante. Hot dog, that sailor boy, he got some fancy feet. Chopin on a digital file to set your mind at ease. Shoe shine like summertime, yo meanie mighty mo. Chiang Mai, he's a friend of mine, everybody give a dog a bone. Do you wanna get a drink with me? Do you wanna get a drink with me? You got a little bit of sex appeal, do you wanna get a drink with me? Do you wanna come home with me? Do you wanna come home with me? I got a little bit of sex appeal, then she said, La plume de ma tante. Et c'est le bureau de mon oncle. Le papier de mon oncle. Et c'est le bureau de ma tante. Drink with me. We got a little bit of sex appeal. Do you wanna get a drink with me? Do you wanna buy a home with me? Do you wanna buy a home with me? We can raise a little family. Then she said, La plume de ma tante.
La plume de ma tante.
Et c'est le bureau de mon oncle.
Le bureau de mon oncle.
Le papier de mon oncle.
Le papier de mon oncle.
Et c'est le bureau de ma tante. Et c'est le bureau de mon oncle. C'est la plume de mon tante. C'est la plume de mon tante.